Checkmate.
This is the Chestnut Checkers Podcast.
Checkmate.
Learn a new mindset to create wealth.
We need to be more independent thinkers, man.
Passive income.
Mathematics is precise.
A successful business.
Chess moves.
And money management strategies.
This is Chestnut Checkers.
So stocks are crashing right now, right? Because what happened is that there's a company over in China called Evergrande that it's a mortgage company, and they apparently either defaulted or close to default on some of their loans. So what's happening here is that if this is a pretty big company, so if it crashes, it's going to impact shareholders, bondholders, and the fears are is that it could affect the world much like the mortgage crisis here in the U.S. affected most of the world in 2008. So there's a little bit of panic in the market. So I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the market. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on. I want to talk a little bit about why there's panic in the market, right? And that's the reason why, if you remember, over the last 2 years, we constantly talked about risk management, right? We constantly talk about that. And the reason is because nobody ever knows what's happening with the market. We never know what's going on. We don't have control. And I'm going to just tell you this. So the market, now remember, we're on a small end, right? I don't care if you're worth $5-10 million. I don't care if you're worth a few million. I don't care what you're worth because you're still small in the market, right? You're a small person, right? Because the banks, the institutions, and the elite have control. And we got to accept that. It's nothing wrong with that. You got to accept it, right? If some, you know, in basketball, somebody's a better player than you, sometimes you got to accept it and then figure out a way to beat them in another way. Being agile, maybe. Being tougher than them. Being another, you know, doing stuff they won't do. It's always a way to beat somebody. But first, you got to accept that this dude has in basketball, an athletic ability more than me. Maybe I'm smarter than him. So if I accept one thing, maybe I'll beat him another way. But in the market, we have to accept these dudes are better. They got more power than us. But even they don't have complete. Because think about this. What happened in the market today is a mortgage company in China went bankrupt. And that affected our market. So who would have ever thought that would happen? So there's things in the market you can't predict. There's things in investing you can't predict. There's things in starting a small business you can't predict. That's why it's so important to practice risk management. Even though you have one eye, you have to have one eye on the goals, the gains, the profits. You got to always have the other eye on risk management. But this is what people tell you a lot of times on Instagram, on different social media platforms, on different ways. They teach always focus on profit. Double down, triple down, make more money. No, that's not how it works. You got to constantly worry, or not worry, but you got to constantly keep a focus on risk management, because you could have made profits all this time, put into a weird option that everything goes down one day, you lose everything, right? There's more to stocks than just buying and hoping it goes up to a lot of money. The half of it is selling the stock and risk management, which nobody talks about, which is very confusing to me. And it's scary because so many people are learning from other people who don't talk about these things. All they talk about is, oh man, become a millionaire, make six figures with stocks. Somebody posted an ad or something. Somebody just made six figures with stocks. Do it like I did. I'll teach you how. But teach me how to keep that 100,000. Teach me how to make sure I don't lose it. Teach me how to practice risk management, because that's just as that building wealth is not just about making money and rolling in a bed full of money. I know that's what y'all, a lot of people think it is, like spending money, having fun, going on vacations, whatever. It's a reason. There's a reason why 4 out of 5 people who win the lottery go bankrupt in 5 years. There's a reason for that. Why do you think that is, right? Even in a down market, we can make money. That's what shorting is for. That's what puts are for. So crypto, for example, crypto's down too, but crypto's down. For years, we thought this would never happen, but obviously it is. Crypto mimics the market. That's unfortunate because, like I told you, I've been in crypto for years, and for years and years, we thought that crypto was a hedge against the stock market. So that means, what a hedge means, that if stock market drops, crypto goes up, so we still save our money. So we put half, you know, it's a way to protect against a loss in another market, another industry, another asset. But what happened is that it seems that over the last 2 years, we learned that crypto goes with the market. So it's not really a hedge. But another thing is that we are in September. September is one of the most volatile months. It is the most volatile month in trading. So that's why it's unclear if we're truly in a crash, because September is always bad. Even last year, you go back to 2020 in September, it was bad. But that's how it is. That's how it is in these things, that September is a bad month. So it's unclear for us to say if we're truly in a crash. It's down a few points. For it to be a correction, it's got to go down 30%. Anything beyond that is a So we're still watching it. We're not sure if we're in a crash, but the market is down. It's been down for what, three weeks straight right now? But on the other hand, we've been in September for 3 weeks. From a first timer, I wasn't aware of September. And that's what's so important about taking classes and learning. In my classes, we talk about something called the intraday market pattern. Now, what is that? That's how stocks move during the day. Stocks have an obvious pattern during the day, most stocks. It doesn't always happen like that, but it's a pattern that stocks go through throughout the trading day. You got to understand that. You got to know about that so you'll know what's coming next or what's more probable or more possible to come next, right? There's a pattern in the months. There's a market cycle overall that governs stocks. These patterns that happen in one trading day, it's called the intraday market patterns. Every morning, something happens. By lunch, something else happens. End of the day, something else happens. And knowing that stuff, what is that? That makes you able to make better decisions. Let's say, for example, you're in the stock market stagnant in the middle of the day. Now, from understanding what that intraday market pattern is, you know everybody's at lunch and normally volumes drop during this time. So I'm not worried. We're going to watch it. But a novice investor, somebody doesn't know, but oh my God, I panic at that time because they don't understand what's happening. That's why it's so important to get knowledge in these things, to learn, to grow, to make sure you get as much as you can. I'm not saying take my classes. I will hope you do because I feel like I do convey that knowledge. But there's YouTube. There's books. I buy books constantly. I read at least one book a month. I was going to say two, but probably one book a month on average. I make sure I read some book. And people say, well, I have time. I don't understand. Well, I don't know. You know what? Sometimes I buy a hardcover book, right? I like reading hardcover books, but I don't have time. So I got a subscription to Audible. So if I don't have time to read the book, like I'll read the first three chapters. Now when I'm on a plane going somewhere, I'll read another chapter, but I'll do it in audio. Or then I'll catch up with my book and read the fourth, fifth chapters. And maybe I'll listen to the other chapter while I'm driving around. You see what I'm saying? There's so many opportunities in this digital age to gain knowledge. Some of you guys are sitting on the sideline, don't want to do it. How do we make money in a down market? Well, there's shortening puts. And the third way is two more other ways that are not so obvious, right? Now, we can short the stock, ride it all the way down, buy it back, make our money. Yeah, we can do some puts. And puts is an option where we can make money going down. But there's other ways, too. We got to make sure we understand every way we can make money in a down market. We can use puts. We can short the stock market down. But the first one is puts. Second one is shorts. The third way and the fourth way are things that people don't think about. The third way is buying stocks when they go down because they're going back up eventually with enough time. Keeping your ears open, keeping your eyes open, studying the market. Understanding when those bottoms come in or those close to bottoms come in, buying those stocks, riding them back up. Now, there's a fourth way that most people don't get is buying cheap dividend stocks, right? Cheap dividend stocks. And what does that mean? I appreciate you, James Hill. What is cheap dividend stocks? For those of you who don't know what a dividend stock is, it's a stock that that produces what's called a dividend. A dividend is when a company has profit, extra profits at the end of the quarter, end of the month, end of the year, whatever their dividend period is. They say, hey, look, because our stockholders are technically owners of the company, what we're going to do is we're going to take that profit and divide it among our stocks. So how many shares you got? I got one share. Well, that's 0.00001% of the company. So we're going to give you that much in profit, right? So you're buying income. That's a good way to put it, right? Because you're buying a piece of a company. Not all stocks do that. It's only some. So you're buying a piece of a company that produces dividends, right? So they're giving you, like Walmart gives you a piece of the cut. Whatever their dividend period is, all right? So how does that help us when the market's down? It's simple. Let's say right now, Walmart gives you 3%. It's normally in cash, so you know what the last dividend was. So Walmart is a company that probably doesn't drop much. Yeah, that's why it's important to understand how the market historically works. Market drops, what companies do well? Walmart, for example. If the whole market drops, all stocks are affected. What do we do in that time? We find the stocks that shouldn't be affected. And what does that mean? That means that if all the stocks drop because of the market, everybody's panicking, selling everything, all stocks will drop. Now, some stocks would possibly do well in a recession, like Walmart, retail stocks, the discount companies that people need, even though there's a recession, right? So those stocks are going to be undeservedly affected by a market crash. Now, what do? We find those stocks that produce dividends and we buy them. And I'm going to tell you how this works. So we get a stock. Like Walmart's $100. I don't know what the price is. I'm just doing simple math because I want you guys to understand. Let's say Walmart's $100, right? They're giving a 3% dividend. 3% of $100, $3 a quarter. That's pretty good. We also get money if the stock goes up. So let's just say flat $100, 3%. Let's say the market drops 50%. Now that Walmart stock drops to $50. So we buy it at 50, goes back up to 100 when the market recovers. Now we're getting the 3% dividend still the next year because Walmart did, it didn't affect Walmart's profit, so they're still getting our dividends. So what does that mean? Think about it. Originally, the stock was $100, getting 3% dividend. So we got 3% return on our money. But because when the market crashed, we got it at $50, it went back to 100, and we not only made money in the rise of the stock, now we locked in a dividend at a double rate. So now our $50 is producing 6% return because we bought it half cheaper. You see what I'm saying? So finding those dividend stocks when the market is crashing is crucial to building a good, solid portfolio for multiple years, right? Because now everybody else got it at 100, so they only get 3%. So because we got it at $50, what's $3 of $50? Let's say Walmart, no matter what, is going to give $3 a stock, not per money, a stock. You own one share of Walmart stock, you get $3 a year. I'm just doing simple math. It's not like this, but just simple so everybody understands it. $3 a year. So $100, that means I'm getting 3%. But if I buy it at 50, what am I getting there? I'm getting 6%. $3 out of 50 is 6%. So now I'm making 6%, double the dividend that the average person, while the market recovers, I make my money on the Walmart stock, I hold it forever, I'm getting 6% return for the rest of my life. Because I was able to take advantage of a down market. And I was able to find those stocks that were unfairly down because of the overall market crash. So that's being smart. That's how you're smart in this game, right? It's not all about buying a stock, selling it. It's so many ways to make money in this market. You have to be aware of every possible way because you think of it, everything you do in the stock market, it's like a tool on your tool belt, right? Now, buying a stock may be a hammer, right? You may use the hammer more than anybody else. You buy it, sell it. But when the market changes, when the dynamics change, you have to be able to pull out another tool, right? You can't just have one tool and, oh man, I need a screwdriver, but I only know how to use the hammer, man. So I'm done. I just got to sit out. I can't work today. I got to sit out today because, you know, I don't even know how to use a hammer. I don't know how to use a screwdriver. And that's what everybody's doing today, screwdrivers. No, that's not, you can't do that. You have to have the screwdriver ready. So if today we're going to do screws today, I know how to do that too. Today we're going to do staples. Well, I got a staple gun right here. Today we're going to, every day you got to be able to pull out a different tool because you don't know what today's, what's coming for that day. Just understanding how to buy stocks is not enough. Now, it's good for beginners. It's a great way to get started, but you got to expand. A lot of people will learn how to buy and sell and say, oh, I know enough, and they'll run off. Nah, it's deep. It's a lot deeper than that. Yeah, all of these things. There's always a way to make money in markets. You just have to be able to open your mind and understand how these things work. A lot of people are afraid. And the thing about it is that when markets fall, it's easy to be afraid, to be scared. To be like, oh my God, I'm so scared, I'm gonna step back. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to be able to take that extra step that most people won't take. And that's how we make money, right? Is that you have to be able to do stuff that most people will not do. I'm willing to take an extra step. I'm willing to do things that other people won't do. Thank you for joining today's podcast. I really appreciate your support. If you want more wealth building information, education, and tips in stock market, crypto, and other assets such as real estate, follow me on Instagram. And also on YouTube, it's the same name, Tall Guy Tycoon. That's TallGuyTycoon. The link is also in the description. Also, you can support this podcast by donations. That link is also in the description. I hope each and every one of you has a great week. And again, thanks for listening.